the Cambridgeshire Midweek Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio with Wispar, the mobile app that keeps you up to date with grassroots football in Cambridgeshire. To find out more, visit wispar.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Cambridgeshire Football Show live on Cambridge 105 Radio. It's just gone 6 o'clock and I'll be keeping you company for the next hour, looking ahead at a big night of football action locally with Histon taking on Ely City in the Cams FA Invitational Cup final at the Abbey Stadium. St Neots Town also in action. It's the Hunts FA Senior Challenge Cup final too. They take on God Manchester Rovers. We're hearing from three managers this evening: Lance Key of Histon, Brady Stone of Ely City and Mark Abbott of St Neots Town. And later on in the programme, we'll be talking to the Cams FA representative, Sam Anderson. He'll be joining me for a conversation and talk about the exchange programme that he is heading up with the Norwegian Football Federation as 12 Centre of Excellence referees head over to Cambridgeshire to officiate on a number of games, both in men's and women's football. We'll talk a bit about that programme and the Cams FA as well. But first this evening, it's time to talk Histon, and manager Lance Key joins us on the line to talk about Ely City's match in the, against Ely City in the Cams FA Invitational Cup.
When we come back, we'll be talking all things Histon.
Out in the country, far from all the subtle noise, there's a village green. It's been a long time since I last set eyes on the church with the steeple down by the village green.
Yes, we're talking Histon first of all tonight on the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek. A lovely day outside and a lovely evening for football. And Histon are taking on Ely City tonight in the Cams FA Invitational Cup final at the Abbey Stadium of all places. And manager Lance Key joins me on the line about an hour and a half before kick-off. Lance, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, good evening, mate.
Yeah, Lance, how are you feeling today ahead of a cup final? A different, obviously, situation to be in. Played a number of league matches all throughout the season. It must feel different heading into a cup final this evening.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously, you know, the league's been won, and so the pressure's off us a little bit, although, you know, tonight's Ely still hold the trophy, so it'll be nice if we can take it off of them, and they'll be looking after it or trying to keep it for another year. So it won't be easy. We know that it's a local derby. Obviously, players have played with each other or against each other in both squads, so we know each other very, very well. It'll be a tough nut to crack tonight because, you know, Ely will come here trying to, you know, put one over on us, and we'll have to be at our best to get the reward that we need to get to try and get a treble trophy year.
Yeah, would you say you are favourites heading into it, Lance? Obviously, won the Eastern Counties Premier Division, Ely City for bottom in the same division, but equally, Ely are defending champions, so they will be, like you say, trying to retain their trophy.
Yeah, I would say on paper you'd say we are favourites, but well, as everyone knows, cup games, there's no such thing really, you know, because underdogs always, you know, can do the worst thing to you. And, you know, it's not as if they're underdogs or such, because, you know, there's not a great deal between the sides. We've been more consistent over the year, and that's why we've ended up, you know, winning the league. But, you know, on tonight's game, anyone can win it. You know, whoever turns up, you know, if we turn up like we did on Saturday, then it will make it very hard for ourselves, because we're not good enough Saturday, especially first half. So it's a good game to try and bounce back from a poor defeat on Saturday.
Yeah, and you've shown throughout the season in the league matches that you really can handle pressure games, you know, against the top sides who are all sort of vying for the title. You've brushed them aside. But it's different, I guess, tonight because there is a trophy up for grabs. So that will perhaps be a different kind of pressure?
Yeah, probably. Obviously, like you say, because we've won the league, you know, we're a scalp now. You know, people want to beat us. We were before we won the league, and obviously, now we've done that, it's even bigger. You only have to see how Brunton reacted on Saturday when they beat us. You know, it was like their cup final in a way. And tonight it'll be no different, really. But we have enough experience in our dressing room to try and hopefully combat that and come to terms with it. And hopefully during the game, you know, probably be on the ascendancy more than they are and get the win that, you know, that we could just finish our season off completely.
Yeah, and in terms of your route to the final, in round one you defeated Wisbech St Mary's 1-0. In the quarterfinals you defeated Newmarket 3-0. And then a really impressive win in the semis against Somerton Rangers in a league above in the Isthmian 1-0. So how have you fared, do you think, so far in the Cup? How have you played?
Well, obviously we haven't conceded yet, which is great. if we go the whole way through that, then I think we've got a strong chance. Like I say, you know, to beat Somerton in the semis like we did, and the man that we beat them, shows that we're probably ready for step four, you know, in terms of next year's football. I keep saying, though, the game tonight will be whoever turns up on the night, because Ely, on paper, have players just as good as ours. And so it's whether or not we can actually compete with them tonight and be up for it, because obviously once you've won the league, like it was on Saturday, it was a bit like the Lord Mayor show type thing where, you know, we'd done what we needed to do and it was like the wind out of our sails had gone slightly. Hopefully tonight we can bring that back and put performance in.
Yeah, certainly so. And strange sort of fixtures against Ely this season. If you look back at that, you've played them three times, beaten them 4-0 in the league, then lost 3-0 in the League Cup, and then 1-2-1 with another last-minute winner there. So I guess it could be difficult for us guys looking at the game to predict. Obviously, again, like we said earlier, looking on paper, Histon sitting where they are on the table and sitting where Ely are, you'd obviously say Histon are favourites, but it hasn't always been plain sailing when you've played against them this season.
No, not at all. I mean, okay, probably the home game in the league was just as comfortable as it suggested, the 4-0, but certainly the 3-0 away, they gave us a lesson of how to work off the ball, and they wanted it more than us that night. And so, and then obviously the league game away, where we scraped through for a 2-1, although I thought we dominated the game, and their goalkeeper Harry had a decent game that night. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to go to the wire to win games, and it probably won't be any different tonight, because we know it'll be a tough test, and they'll be up for it, just like we will, hopefully. And let's hope we can put forwards on for everybody coming down the Abbey.
Yeah, and you mentioned experience in the changing room earlier on, Lance. One player who told us he wouldn't be there this time out is Rob Ruddy. You have to make a change at the back, because your back line, your back three, has been really settled throughout the season.
Yeah, it has. Then you have to look at, you know, James Chivers will come back into the side tonight, who's himself played about 30 games this season. And if honest, it's only because of him being away and slight injury that Sheldon won and got in the side. Job has done very well, along with Rob Ruddy and Max York. So I've got a quartet of a set of halves that can do that job, along with Evan Key as well. You know, so you know we've been fairly strong in that department all year round. And again, that's, you know, that's why we haven't conceded many goals throughout the whole season. Yeah, along with Sam, the goalkeeper. Hopefully tonight we can keep another clean sheet like we have done in the whole competition and get a win.
Yeah, and Saturday's loss to Brantford, you mentioned it briefly earlier. Does it sort of nicely, sort of a nice time to sort of give you a kick up the backside in, heading into a final? Obviously, no one really expected the loss. Obviously, Brantford are a good side, but I guess it's if there's any time to sort of lose a game, it is when the title's sealed, and I guess just before a cup final to give the players a bit of reality check and get them going again for today's game.
I think that's exactly that. I mean, the only disappointing thing from our point of view was that on Saturday, with today in mind, the players didn't respond like they should have done. But then, like I said in the papers, you know, you can give them that kind of that slack, that leeway, if you like, because they've been magnificent all season. So you can understand that they probably celebrated a little bit too much last week. But then tonight, obviously, if we can get the win, then obviously they can celebrate again, because on Saturday then you get the trophy given to us and we can lift that at home against Hadley. So we've got today and Saturday where they're big games for us. You know, we don't want to, you know, let ourselves down tonight, but also more importantly on Saturday as well, when you know, we do get the trophy, not to let ourselves down again. So it's very important that we pick ourselves up from the Brampton game, like you say, and try and put that right and move on again.
And you mentioned a few weeks ago, actually, before this cup final tonight, that places were up for grabs going into it, and if anyone came into the side and did impress, that would be the target after sort of clinching the title. Has anyone done that in the last couple of weeks, Lance?
I will say that I think tonight's my hardest ever team since sometimes players are ill or unavailable or work, whatever it might be, makes your mind up for you. Whereas tonight I've got 16 men, obviously didn't play great on Saturday first half. So, you know, if I make one or two changes tonight because of how the clientele changed the game on Saturday, although we didn't still win the game, we were better second half. But does that warrant then bringing those players in against the players that have done well in the last 5, 6, 7, 8 games? Yeah, that's the decision of, you know, that's why we manage teams, and obviously come say half nine tonight, I'll say if I got it right or not.
Yeah, you certainly will. And I guess that is the balance. We saw a bit on the weekend, actually, in the FA Cup semi-finals. Aurelio Gomez played in goal for Watford, and Ben Foster has obviously been their goalkeeper throughout the whole season. And now talk whether Ben Foster will come back in for the final. Will the Watford manager pick his strongest 11? Will he reward Gomez? Do you ever think of sort of rewarding players for their good work in cup runs when it comes to a final, or do you just pick your strongest 11?
Well, I think it's a combination of two, but I think the latter of your question is the league has been won, and we've done that by rotating the squad, and we've had to at times with injuries and whatever else, but now it's a cup final. You will try and field your strongest side, I think, tonight. And if that means that one or two lose out tonight, they've been doing well, then so be it. Now, if they can't take that the way that I think they should take it, then they shouldn't be at the club anyway, because they know how difficult it is to win leagues and cups anyway. So that we're a tight-knit group, but I think that, you know, whatever decisions we make tonight, they'll all be together anyway.
Yeah, certainly so, Lance. Thank you very much for coming on, Lance, this quickly before kick-off, and I wish you all the best of luck for this evening.
Right. Cheers, guys. Thank you. See you now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Lance Key there chatting to us ahead of tonight's CAMS FA Invitational Cup final against Ely City. We'll be getting Ely City manager Brady Stone's thoughts just after this.
Midweek Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio with Wispar, the mobile app that keeps you up to date with grassroots football in Cambridgeshire. To find out more, visit wispar.com.
Yes, you're listening to the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek live on Cambridge 105 Radio. It's 6:15 and we're turning our attention to Histon's opponents now, Ely City FC, and their manager Brady Stone joins me on the line. Thanks for coming on the show, Brady.
No worries. Good evening to you all.
Yeah, Brady, let's just talk about, obviously, tonight's match then. Before we talk a bit about the run-in to tonight's final, where's your sort of head at the minute heading in to the match? Obviously, an hour and 15 minutes away from kickoff.
Yeah, just looking forward to it, really. Everyone should enjoy a cup final. So, obviously, we know we're massive underdogs tonight, but we've got nothing to lose. We're here to defend our title. So, yeah, looking forward to the game.
Yeah, speaking to Lansky there about that sort of situation with, I guess you would say Histon a favourites given the league situation, but you are defending champions, so you're going to be desperate to keep hold of the trophy.
Yeah, definitely, and hopefully, like, if we win the game tonight, that might give us a bit of momentum into the last three games towards the end of the season, which might help keep us up this season.
Yeah, and so in terms of your route to the final, in the quarter final, you beat Cambridge United Development 1-0, and then in the semis, again, another impressive win against our opposition, a 1-0 draw, and then 3-1 on penalties against Wisbeach Town, who play in the Northern Premier Division 1 East. So that was obviously an interesting first quarter final, because obviously you played Cambridge United Development in the final last year, beat them, and then came back this year and beat them in the quarterfinals 1-0.
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, it's a good competition with some very good teams in it, and we've had two really hard games to get to the final, and obviously we know tonight's going to be even tougher, so it's important that we do everything right. But yeah, it's enjoyable, and like I say, you have to beat the best, so hopefully tonight we can do that.
Yeah, and because of that semi-final win against Wisbeach Town, because they play in a higher division, I guess that gives you confidence that even the fact that Histon have clinched the Eastern Counties Premier Division already, you can more than happily compete with them.
Yeah, definitely, and like I said, we played Histon three times this year, so we know they're a very good team. We know they've got a lot of strength, so it's how we adapt ourselves to their strengths and try and hit on their weaknesses.
Yeah, speaking to Lance about those three fixtures, 4-0 loss in the league, defeated them 3-0 in the League Cup, and then narrowly lost 2-1. Lance did say the 4-0 loss was pretty conclusive, but the other two were very tight fixtures.
Exactly, yeah. Like I say, they've been very good games, so it's important that we take that belief from them to the games and not worry about the first game of the season when we played them. But like I say, we know what Lance and Histon are all about. They're a very, very good team, and they should be proud of what they achieved this year, but hopefully we can stop them doing the double tonight.
And scrapping a bit around to avoid the drop in the Eastern Counties Premier in the league, has the cup provided you with sort of a nice release, a break from the league where you can probably express yourself a bit more, that there's less pressure?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, like I say, the league has been tight this year and we're still in that relegation fight. So I think a cup game, especially a final as well, it just takes all the pressure off. And like I say, you stop worrying about the league and if you're going to stay up or go down. So, yeah, it takes a lot of pressure off the lads. And they've turned up tonight, they're all smiling. So hopefully, like I say, a win tonight could really kick us on to the end of the season.
Yeah, and that must be really frustrating for you when you watch the performances in the cup, Brady, and then I guess it doesn't translate all the time in the league on the weekend. Is there any way really that you can influence that and try and build the results further in the league?
Well, that's just consistency. And that's why we are in the league, and that's why we're Hiss and I in the league. Week in, week out, they perform consistent. And obviously, we've not been consistent this year, and the league tables don't lie, and that's why we're down there. We can do it on one-off games. We proved that against Wisbeard and Cambridge and Histon before, so we need to do that again tonight and then keep that consistency toward the end of the season.
Yeah, and playing at the venue you are tonight, the Abbey Stadium, obviously played their last season in the final and won, so it must sort of just feel like another home game for you now with your record there at the Abbey.
Yeah, exactly. I think we lost the year before to Cambridge City, so it's our third year in a row here. Like I say, it's a lovely stadium. It's the best stadium around here. The pitch is looking immaculate as normal, so yeah, it's like I say, it's a joy to play at the Abbey. You play a lot on little grounds every week, so to come here and play at a Football League club is an enjoyment.
And I guess also it gives something back to the fans as well that sort of turn up each week at Ely City and watch the performances in the league. If you can get the silverware tonight, then it would be brilliant for the support who come week in, week out.
Definitely, because the locals that they do keep coming to support us and we can't thank them enough, so hopefully tonight we can give them something to cheer about.
Yeah, and Histon, your opponents lost on Saturday, obviously clinched the league a week or so ago, but lost on Saturday to Brantford, so it does prove they're not invincible, despite being on a brilliant unbeaten run. So you'll be telling that to your players and you'll be getting that in their heads.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, like the way we lost them in the league a month ago, they scored a 95th-minute winner, so that was quite hard to take. So I know my boys will be up for it tonight and hopefully they can get revenge.
Yeah, hopefully so. Is there anything you learned in particular from those fixtures, Brady, that you can take into tonight?
Yeah, definitely. You just have to stay switched on at all times because they haven't just got one player that can hurt you. They've got a whole hatful of players that can hurt you. So if you switch off and you think you've done your job, one of their other players will hurt you. So it's important that we all stick together and we stay switched on it and we're a compact unit tonight.
Brady, thank you very much for coming on with an hour and 10 to go until the final. I wish you all the best for this evening.
No worries. Thank you very much and thank you for having me.
No problem, Brady. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Brady Stone there, the manager of Ely City FC, talking ahead of tonight's clash against Histon. We've had both managers on there, Lansky of Histon and Brady Stone of Ely City. They kick off tonight at 7:30 at the Abbey Stadium. You can go down and get tickets, I'm sure. It's the CAMS FA Invitational Cup Final. So who will clinch the silver? Can Histon do the double?
You gave a warning, but you never give the signals that I'm wanting. You know that I crave all your attention. It's danger. I don't know if this is it. Is this it to you? When you say you do, you don't, leaving me no clue. If yes, no, and no, it's just tell me what you want. I'm a man to know what's going on. Living on both sides, I don't know what's best. I need you to tell me, don't know what's next. Be honest. Oh, yeah. I don't know if this is it. Is this it to you? When you say you do, you don't, leaving me no clue. If yes, no, and no, it's just tell me what you want. I'm a man to know what's going on. The feelings that I want. You,
just tell me what you want. I'm a man to know what's going on, yeah. You, yeah, you never get the feelings that I want.
Cambridgeshire Midweek Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio with Wispar, the mobile app that keeps you up to date with grassroots football in Cambridgeshire. To find out more, visit wispar.com.
Yes, you're listening to the Cambridgeshire Football Show Midweek. That was unmistakably John Newman, his new track Feelings, here on Cambridge 105 Radio. And it's time to turn our attention to St Neots Town now. And they defeated Hitchin Town on the weekend in what was a crucial win for them. They're now 6 points away from safety with four games remaining, and are also involved in a County Cup final tonight. It's the Hunt FA Senior Cup final against Godmanchester Rovers. And manager Mark Abbott joins me on the line now. Thanks for coming on, Mark.
No trouble at all, Ollie. Thanks for having me.
No worries, Mark. Let's firstly start with Saturday. What a win that was against Hitchin Town. A crucial win for you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we set up being really hard to beat, and the players delivered the plan really well, and we ground out a really positive result against a good side. So to keep a clean sheet away from home is excellent, but also to go and score two goals and be as solid as we were was really pleasing.
Yeah, and with four games to go, 6 points needed, Mark, is the great escape on?
Never say never. obviously, we've got Rushall away Saturday, which will be another tough game. They're big, they're athletic, they're powerful. But as I say, if we're disciplined and we execute what we're looking for the players to deliver, I don't think you can say no. So yeah, we'll obviously get tonight out of the way, but Saturday's a real big one for us as well. So, yeah, lots of big games coming up.
Yeah, is that sort of tricky to... It sounds a bit daft when you're in a cup final tonight, but when you're so desperate to stay up in the league, is tonight almost... I guess a distraction is not really the right word, but you said you almost want to get out of the way. Is that because the league is so important and you do want to stay up so much?
Yeah, tonight's a good one for the players. I mean, there'll be a lot of young players playing tonight. It's obviously on our home ground. And for us to get a bit of success this season will be excellent, and follow suit of the under-18s who have been excellent this year and obviously went and won the cup last Friday. So if we can sort of get a win today, then that could potentially set us up nicely for Saturday as well. So benefits of both games, definitely.
Yeah, I'll come on to the under-18s in just a bit. But in terms of assessing the rest of the league fixtures, before we move on specifically to the Cup, you mentioned Rushall Olympic this weekend, 10th place, Kingsley who sit third, St Ives, obviously a local derby there, they're 13th, and then finally with Halsoe in Town in 21st. So are you sort of looking already at those, Mark, and assessing which ones you really see as winnable fixtures?
Of course. I think with the competitiveness of the league, I think you're always doing that. However, we're also we've got to be sort of brave enough to think, right, hang on, we're running out of games. We've got four to go, and ultimately we've got to take as many points as possible, especially with sort of lower stuff slipping up last Saturday. Both have got some tough fixtures. Both have got some fixtures that are winnable, definitely.
Yeah, and does it change your sort of style of play at all? Like you mentioned, you have to pick up points, you have to win. It's almost, if you were to draw all the remaining games, it wouldn't be enough. Does it mean, therefore, that you might be more on the front foot? You might be sort of all out attacking at certain points during the game?
A real mixture, to be honest. A real mixture. I think we set up really well against Hitchin. As I say, we was really, really tough to beat. So I think it'll be a bit of players being wise. Haven't got to go and win the game in the first 5-10 minutes. As we've seen this season, the games where we've been undone is probably the games where it's gone into the last minutes of games. So, yeah, I mean, with the ruthlessness of the league, I think, yeah, we'll set up accordingly to the game we're definitely playing.
Yeah, and in terms of your thoughts on tonight then, Mark, like you said, take on Godmanchester Rovers in the Hunts FA Senior Cup final. So I guess it'll be tricky opposition with Godmanchester Rovers. They were vying for the title in the Eastern Counties Prem, missed out to Histon. But I guess it's a similar sort of with the them at the top of their division and Senior towards the bottom of the division above it. It's going to be a tight match.
Yeah, I mean, Godmanchester are full of experience. A few ex-players who played at St Neots, and they've had a real successful season. So, yeah, we won't take it lightly. I think it's going to be I'm hoping it'll be a positive game for us. And obviously, yeah, hopefully it's a real entertaining game as well for the spectators coming to watch.
Yeah, do you feel sort of any more pressure because you are the higher place side in between the two? Would you go into the match saying you are favourites?
It's difficult to say. I think obviously in terms of league standings, then obviously we are favourites. But I think it's no secret that there's been a lot of turnaround at the club in terms of players as well. So there's players in our team who have come from step five, and they know the standard. And previously played against teams like Godmanchester, so they'll take into context that Godmanchester are a real strong team as well with experience. So yeah, it should be a good game.
Yeah, and how do you usually set up in a cup final? Because it's a one-off game, and you know, and there's no points up for grabs, and the winner and losers are crowned in the 90 minutes or potentially extra time. Are you slightly more cautious, or do you just stick to your guns and stick to the way that you know your side can play best?
I think with the transition of bits that have gone on, I think we've got to be quite careful in terms of that we're not being exposed and leaving ourselves a little bit short. So I think our game plan will be how it has over previous weeks, and especially after Saturday's sort of strong positive performance. So yeah, we want to put on a real good performance, but also we're mindful that teams can come here and do damage as well. So yeah, we've got to be mindful of that.
Yeah, and like you mentioned a bit earlier on, the under-18s beat St Ives last Friday to complete the league and cup double. Will any of those lads be playing tonight, I imagine? Because obviously you've got quite a young side now. A few of them might be there.
Yeah, we've got a few starting tonight, which will be another great experience for them and for me to see where they're at in terms of what we're looking to do next season as well. So, yeah, it's a cup final, but also for me to get another look at some of the younger players in a pressured environment is one that's only going to sort of create a picture of the type of player that I'm looking for next year. And yeah, I mean, they've obviously produced excellent performances and results over the season. So, I mean, you know what they can do. And this is another test for them as well.
Yeah, certainly will. And I guess if the lads can get over the line tonight, if they can clinch the trophy, it's another one of those where we spoke about so often because they're so young in their careers. It's going to be a great experience for them. Obviously, they've had this experience with St Neots so far this season of sort of battling to stay in the division. If they can collect another trophy tonight for the senior team, it's going to be a brilliant experience for them.
Oh, massively. And it would be one that will help them in their journey and development massively. Who knows where we'll be next season, but that some of them boys will have a big part to play next season as well. So, yeah, we hope that they can assist in terms of having a positive result tonight and really push us going forward, looking to add to what we're creating at the minute. So, yeah, brilliant stuff for them.
Yeah, and just finally, Mark, as well as a great experience, it's a great reward for them because obviously the position the club have been in over the last couple of months, few weeks, it's a position that you didn't want to be in terms of the league situation and what's happened in terms of off the field and potential talk about all this demotion and voluntary demotion, all that. It's a great reward for the players who've stuck through thick and thin and played each week.
Yeah, exactly that, and that's my message to them tonight, to be honest. Some of the players have played in and around sort of Matt Clements' team previously at the start of the year up till 9-10 weeks ago. So for them guys who are stuck with the club, it'll be a great week for them. Hopefully they can springboard us onto a positive result tonight and then following that on to Saturday away at Rushall.
Yeah, well, hopefully, Mark, you can get the win tonight, and then also, possibly slightly more importantly, a win on the weekend as well. But Mark, thanks for coming on, and it sounds like the wind is picking up, so I'll let you go.
Thank you very much, Ollie. Cheers. Thank you.
Mark Abbott there, St Neots Town boss, talking ahead of tonight's Hunt FA Senior Cup final against God Manchester Rovers. Of course, Goddy, they were going for the title in Histon's division. The Eastern Counties Prem have just missed out on that. They'll be hoping they can clinch some silverware this season. But St Neots Town, what a reward it'd be for those players, those young players and their more senior players who've stuck with them over the last few weeks to clinch a trophy in a difficult season for St Neots. We'll wish them all the best this evening. We'll have the travel after this.
Cambridgeshire Midweek Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio with Wispar, the mobile app that keeps you up to date with grassroots football in Cambridgeshire. To find out more, visit wispar.com.
Yes, you're listening to the Cambridgeshire Football Show Midweek live on Cambridge 105 Radio. We're into the final 15 minutes of tonight's show and the sun is still shining outside. It's going to be a lovely evening out there, wherever you're going. Actually, if you are going to go to the Abbey Stadium and watch Histon, it's going to be a lovely evening there, and I'm sure it's St Neots as well in their match against God Manchester Rovers. But we're talking the Cams FA now with Sam Anderson, who has actually released an initiative in the week of the about the Norwegian Football Federation pre-season training camp that will take place this month. So the NFF are visiting Cambridgeshire with 12 officials from the 11th to the 16th of April, where they will take charge of a number of men's and women's fixtures across the county, as well as Cambridge United versus Chelsea, the under-15s fixture on Monday the 15th of April at the Abbey Stadium. So I'm delighted to say that Sam joins us on the line now to talk about the scheme. Thanks for coming on, Sam.
No problem at all.
Yeah, Sam, firstly, just tell us a bit more about the initiative and what the aim is, really.
Yeah, so we've been quite fortunate again, really, to get these links with Oslo over in Norway. They approached us about coming over and visiting for a 5-day period and sort of trying to build that relationship between different county FAs or different regional FAs around the world. Part of the idea behind it is to try and strengthen the schemes that we have in place between us, gives us an opportunity to learn from each other in terms of referee development and how we go about it in different countries and see what we can bring back, really, into Cambridge. It's really good as well for us to be able to promote these kind of events with our young referees coming through, show them the opportunities that they have, because in return, then we'll have the opportunity to visit Norway later this year in a return visit. So schemes like this really do help us in our promotion and our viewing and showing what we can do for refereeing within Cambridge by offering these extra development opportunities that people probably don't think exist or don't realise exist.
Yeah, have you done anything like this before? Is it the first year you've done it, or is it a scheme you've done multiple times?
It's the first time it's been done in Cambridge. It has worked in other county FAs around the country. So it's one that I've looked at previous years and spoken to different county FAs about how they've gone about it. And for them, it's been really successful. And it's something that we're working on to try and improve referee development within Cambridge. And it's one of those things that we're hoping will have a positive impact on recruitment and retention as well.
Yeah, and it must be great for the Norwegian officials coming over. Great experience for them, not only officiating local matches, but in another country as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been fortunate to go abroad myself previously in terms of my referee development that I had was phenomenal. So for them to be able to come over and officiate on the standards of football that we're being able to provide them on the Kershaw Premier Division, the Meadlands and Crab 1B as well as on the women's side on the Eastern Regional League, there's some really good opportunities there for them to come in and experience a different ref footballing environment, different culture of football. I'm sure it'll be a massive shock to the system compared to what they're used to in Norway. So from a development purpose for them, then they're really looking forward to it and really sort of getting their teeth into what they can do and what they can learn from.
Yeah, certainly. And right before the start of their season as well. So it's almost like a pre-season in a way, from sort of getting ready and getting fit for their season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's one of the key reasons why they're looking at doing this time of year, sort of stepping their game already for when their season starts in about 2 weeks' time. So we'll aim to do something similar in July, maybe this year or next year, and see if we can return the favour and going over there and getting our guys ready for that long football season that will inevitably be next season.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what are the if there's a possible chance of an exchange the other way in the future, so some of your local referees in Cambridgeshire to go over. What are the benefits specifically for the Cams FA and people of Cambridgeshire?
I think it's more exposure to the different types of football that the Football Association can provide. I mean, we're looking potentially of linking in more from a footballing perspective rather than just a refereeing perspective. So there's advantages that we can look at in terms of how we develop football within our county by looking at what they do on a national basis. So we're hoping that the ideas that we can take from Norway can be implemented in Cambridge and vice versa, hopefully between the two regions of different necks of the world, we can start to develop football even more so than we are doing now.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't there been like a Norway Cup in the past where I think teams are from Cambridgeshire have gone over and there's like a cup for local teams to go over and experience playing football?
Yeah, there's a yearly Norway Cup that officials from Cambridgeshire have been in the past. A couple of the guys that have managed to get involved in supporting the Norwegians in their visit have been there before. So that was part of the link that came in there in the first place. There's those contacts already in place, and it's been able to expand on that. And I'm sure we'll have a stronger footing going there in future years if any of our referees do wish to go. We've got those contacts for the tournament that is held within the region that are visited.
Yeah, it must be a great way to pick each other's brains as well and really get some ideas for yourself and they will from Cambridgeshire as well about how they officiate, how things work with the different associations, things that don't work as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've got the equivalent of myself coming over from Oslo, as well as a couple of one FIFA referee and some of the members of the refereeing team over there. So we've already been looking at collaborative work that we can do moving forward. And I'll definitely be picking their brains. I'm sure they'll be picking mine at different ideas that we've got in place to see what we can implement as best as we can.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the cultural differences that they might experience over in England and in Cambridgeshire. What are the stark differences between, I guess, refereeing in Norway and probably more specifically Oslo and than is in Cambridgeshire and England?
Oh, I mean, I've never been fortunate to go out and referee in Norway, but I know some countries obviously are a lot more vocal in terms of how they play football. Some are a lot more football based, some are a lot more long ball based. The attitude on the pitch can be completely different from county to county, let alone country to country. So I think it all brings its own challenges. If they're used to nice, quiet games where it's passed around on the floor nice and quietly, and all of a sudden that's completely different. There's a lot more people potentially being a lot more passionate about the game. Potential changes in the style of play as well, then I'm sure that poses its own difficulties and differences for referees to try and focus on and see if there's any different ways of managing the game they can take back into their natural environment.
Yeah, and I guess it's not always just going to be player behaviour as well. It's going to be different styles of play. So, for example, I imagine these officials will want to get to the top of the game and referee in potentially a Champions League or a World Cup, which will mean they have to go abroad and officiate. And therefore, they're going to have to get used to different, perhaps, styles of play. It might be a bit of a quicker game elsewhere. It might be a slower game. All these sort of different experiences, it is going to be valuable for them. If they do, then go on and achieve great things in the game.
Yeah, and I think taking little bits out of every experience that you can gather as a referee and building it into your game on a whole is a massive way of stepping forward and developing. I mean, I'm sure there'll be challenges that they come across, and speaking to the county FAs, the guys that have come across previously have really gained a lot from the different style of play that we have over here compared to Norway and Scandinavian countries. So it's, again, if we were to, or when we head back over that way, I'm sure the changes will be starkly different for our referees, and it's a completely different experience to take on to. And then if they are fortunate enough to make it onto the European stage further down the line, then at least they've got these experiences they can draw upon from previous visits. And hopefully that will develop their game on a short-term basis as well.
Yeah, and in terms of the matches they're officiating in, I mentioned one earlier with obviously Cambridge United versus Chelsea under-15s. That's United under-15s against Chelsea under-15s at the Abbey. In terms of the matches they are officiating on, will it affect the players in any way? Are they, without being derogatory, are they perhaps a higher standard than the officials that would be going in for those games anyway, or are they lesser standard?
Most of the time, I think for the majority, they are the referees of a higher standard than they would normally be. For the most part, the rest are of the same standard that they expect. So, for example, one of the referees that came over to England last year is now on the FIFA list of assistant referees in Norway. She's now coming over as a coach. So that's kind of the standard they're looking at. One of the guys that's coming over now, they're hopeful that he'll be FIFA within 2 years as well. So there is definitely a higher standard, and that challenge there will be for both the referee and the players out there in terms of adapting to their style of referee, and the style of the play will be played between them as well.
Sam, thank you as ever for coming on and talking about that. It sounds a great initiative, and we can't wait for it to get underway and see how it progresses.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Sam Anderson there from the CAMS FA talking about a new scheme they're launching. It's the Norwegian Football Federation are coming over for a pre-season training camp, and 12 officials will be brought over from the 11th to the 16th of April. They'll take charge of a number of games throughout the county, including the last game, which an official will take charge of, is Cambridge United under-15s against Chelsea under-15s on the 15th of April. So a great scheme, really interesting will be to pick their brains and work out the different, like I just said, cultural differences and the playing styles between the two nations. And like Sam said, it varies between counties as well. So that'd be a really interesting session to be a fly on the wall on, would be to see how what they discuss and get up to. But a brilliant initiative it sounds, and we'll update you on the progress, I'm sure. Turning our attentions to our Cambridgeshire County Leagues now, and looking at the results from the weekend. And St Neots Town unfortunately lost 3-2 to Amesbury Rovers in the Kershaw Premier. Last night. And on Saturday, Cambridge City FC Reserves beat Byhill 3-1. Compton United beat Foxton 5-0. Ely City Reserves lost to Cherry Hinton 1-0. The first, and we're hoping for a better result than that tonight when they take on Histon. Hemingford United First Team beat Brampton 2-0. Linton Granter are at the top of the division now. They defeated Amesbury Rovers 2-1. And St Neots Town Reserves, they played on Saturday as well, lost 3-1 to Cambridge University Press. So the top of the table looks, Linton Granter atop with 66 points. Great Shelford second, played 27, played one game less though with 65 points. In terms of Senior A, looking at your results from the weekend, Cottenham drew a 0-0 stalemate with Fulham. Oversports, top of the league, Oversports lost 2-0 to Gamlinger. Big loss for them. They had a chance to extend their lead over Chatteris with them not playing, but they missed out on the opportunity to. And so it's still tight at the top. Maybe just keeping it interesting for us. 52 points apiece over in Chatteris, played the same games. Milton lost 4-2 to Orwell. Soham lost 4-1 to Huntingdon United. And Senior B, wrapping it up for you this evening in terms of the results from the weekend. There were a couple of results last night. I was actually at one of them. Bluntsham Rangers, my local team, lost 6-1, unfortunately, to the champions now, AFC Barley Mow. A great win for them. Wisbeach St Mary's Reserves also played last night, lost 2-1 to Wychford. And on the weekend, Bluntsham beat Great Chisel 4-2. Cambridge University Press Reserves beat Wisbeach St Mary Reserves 2-1. And there are a couple of away walkovers too. Sawston were unable to raise a team against AFC Barley Mow. St Ives they beat Royston effectively because Royston have withdrawn from the league. And a couple of other fixtures finally. Faxted Rangers lost 3-1 to Marchtown United Reserves, who are second behind AFC Barley Mow. I can't catch them as the league title is wrapped up. And West Ratting Reserves drew 3-3 with Needingworth United First Team. That's it from me on the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek this week. There's a couple of Champions League fixtures table actually. In terms of tonight, Manchester United are in action against Barcelona. There's some fixtures there to update you on. I'll be back on Saturday with the Cambridgeshire Football Show, looking ahead to a weekend, I'm sure, packed of football action. And then From the Terraces returns on Sunday. We'll also have the results show from 5 till 6 on Saturday as well. But that's it from me. Up next is the New Music Generator with Tim Willett.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough. To see me through. You got the love.